First, could you just explain how the Cinema International
Sure.
is going to be different because of COVID-19 and social distancing?
We're very happy to be allowed to actually continue with the Cinema International program despite the difficulties of dealing with COVID-19 and all the rules and regulations that we have and are necessary. Murray State, very, very careful to endorse the fact that we are still going to the theater, mostly on Saturdays. We're always going to be in the theater, but there's a cap of 40 people, which should be okay. But there will be some, goodwill asked of the public that they will have to bring a mask. We will have some should they have forgotten one. And there will be some social distancing within the theater that they will not be able to cluster together. And that will be facilitated by, I hope, some of my helpers. But we hope that people will understand that this is for their own good. Therefore, Saturday in the theater, we will be some Thursdays in the Barclay Room like we have in the past. But if you look at the program, which is already up on the Murray State website. If you look on Quick Clicks, that's where it is. You'll see that sometimes we're on Fridays. The first film will be a Thursday-Friday affair, the Friday being in the theater, the Thursday being in Barclay. So we have a limit there on Barclay, which is already a small room. But we cannot take more than 16 for the same reasons. So it will be a first come first serve affair. That's the way. However, we're very happy that we can continue and the program is excellent. I think I'm a little biased, but we have a Spanish special for 5 movies and we have a theme, quite wide. It's about gender representation and aspects of masculinities.
Your first movie, it's directed by a woman, but I think you put in your notes that it's kind of a female look at a very masculine environment or issue. And Robert Redford produced or was the executive producer of this movie. It's called The Mustang. What would you like to tell listeners about it?
Yeah, well, to kick off with the theme of aspects of masculinities and representation, seemed like this one was a good one. It's a Sundance movie. Robert Redford, indeed, executive producer. But the director is a French woman. And of course, it takes place in America where there are Mustangs, wild horses. And the interest is that, of course, it's mostly in English, but we'll hear some French. But the interest is, for me, was that it was a woman entering a world of a lot of testosterone. You know, these are, there is a program for rehab of very violent inmates, prison inmates. And the program is about animal therapy for prisoners who are resistant to anything else, who are very hard beaten. And the program it was a pilot in France, and the Mustang takes it to a different level because they're wild horses.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really good and really interesting movie, and at only 96 minutes, it should be a pretty brisk view. Is there anything else you want listeners to know specifically about The Mustang?
Well, as I say, it takes place in America, in the Wild West. So it's not that international in many ways, but I think listeners and spectators will find that they understand what's going on, but it's discussion that I hope we'll have after, as we usually do, will be interesting because of the perspective and maybe what she looked at that maybe a man wouldn't have looked at or would have treated it differently. I think that's where I'd like the discussion to go.
And with the truncated semester, are these movies happening every single week, starting this week with the Mustang?
Yeah, it starts this week, 27. Then the next one will be the 3rd of September and the 4th. So this will be again Thursday, Friday. And then we'll go from Thursday to Saturday for from September the 10th to September 17th to September 24th, October 1st, October 15th. And then two movies shown only once because there are shades of the same thing, and that's on October 22nd and October 24th. They deal with women in the Middle East. And then October 29th, and the last one will be November the 5th and 7th.
Was there anything else listeners need to know today?
The facilitators are very brave, I think, because of course we'll be wearing masks and everything, but we're still going to lead discussions. And my colleague, who's, I think our public is familiar with, is Dr. Post, Ben Post. He has chosen to be the facilitator on this Friday and Saturday because of commitments he has on the Thursday. He used to do Thursday. So I'll be the facilitator on Thursday mostly, although we'll sometimes have to exchange, and he will do the second. So I'll be mostly let's say in the Barclay room, while he will be mostly in the theater. And also, as I mentioned, we have a special Spanish. We have an option there for the Spanish students. So if any Spanish students is listening, you'll be pleased to know that for the students, there will be a possibility to watch with your faculty on a streaming. But that's just because they are students of Spanish and they will have the opportunity to look at the movie on streaming. But we cannot do that for the theater at large.